702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
A very good morning to you, Kabazela, on this Monday morning. Let's catch up with what's gone viral in the world of viral content. Let's start with this runaway truck. What's this about?
Good morning to you. Bella, yeah, I mean, this is a video that's gone viral over the weekend. And if you, I mean, it's so difficult to just describe this video because you're waiting to see an absolute disaster take place. And if I can try and put it into perspective for you, it's one of those Scyctipper coal trucks, and it's a double trailer. And this truck is basically running away, and it's going downhill and then uphill. It's overtaking other trucks that are also side tippers. At one stage, it veers over into oncoming traffic, and it is overtaking two trucks at once. Then this lane merges into a single lane, and in front of this truck is a bucky, and it has a trailer. And this truck just keeps on going and going and going, and then eventually it hits the part where there's a bend, and it goes into the other side of the traffic to overtake this bucky and trailer. And it misses about two trucks by inches. I would imagine by inches. And it scrapes the side of this trailer and of this bucky, and this trailer sort of, you know, manages to avert a disaster. And now the issue is that people are saying this is just reckless truck drivers.
Yeah.
And they're calling out the company that's involved. It's called NIDA Trucks. And then other people are saying no. This is a classic example of a truck which has had its brakes failed. Because when you watch the video, there's no brake lights whatsoever at any point on this truck that is being followed by a car, and obviously the car is filming it. And I mean, you would think, right, if it was, let's just say, a reckless driver and he was speeding away,
yeah,
there would be moments you would think that maybe he would tap on brake a little bit, because nobody has a death wish.
Right, so the driver himself would have been scared witless then if the brakes had failed.
You would have thought, yes, yeah, so there's absolutely no, you know, brake lights on the back of this truck. There's no hazards on, you know, anything like that. So I don't know. If you go and watch and read the comments online, and I went to some of the trucking forums as well, and it's mixed views there. Some are saying it's, you know, this driver should be commended because it was an absolute brilliant piece of driving to avoid crashing into any of the cars and trucks on the road. So I don't know. It's an interesting one. Maybe if there's some truck drivers listening, they can phone us and explain to us, maybe they've seen this incident and give their views. And also, like, what happens when a truck's brakes fail? I know some trucks have got air brakes and air systems and, you know, it's to do with pressure. But what actually happens there? And when your brakes fail, what are you taught to do? Are you supposed to put on your hazards? Are you supposed to blow your horn so that the people in front of you know that you
can understand and maybe, you know, move out of the way? Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's take some calls on that. I mean, not just for trucks. Have you ever driven a vehicle, any vehicle, could be just a normal passenger car, where the brakes have failed? And what do you do to try and maneuver yourself out of trouble? And I'd also love to hear stories where you either had an incident or a near incident with a truck. We'll take your thoughts on that on 011-883-0702. And of course, we'll take your WhatsApp voice notes on 072-702-1702. All right, Kabazela, you've got another one on rugby commentary this time.
Yeah, so this video has got nothing to do with the actual, you know, brilliance of any of the rugby players, but it has to do with load shedding that interrupted a match on Friday night between Western Province and the Pumas at the Carling Curry Cup. And there's a moment where one of the players gets the ball and they start running, and the Isikosa commentators are commentating, and
they're the best.
Load shedding hits. They are the best, but this is one of the best pieces I've heard from the Isikosa commentators. So take a listen to this. I'm sure you'll enjoy.
That's it.
Why
Oh wow! Oh, I didn't see that. So as a Xhosa speaker, they start commenting on the load shedding as if it's part of the game, and they're talking about the lights going out on the stands. What stage load shedding is it? That is hysterical. I can't wait to see both those brilliant videos. All right, that's what's gone viral with Kabaze.